Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today. Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
All righty, hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. What a monster weekend of college football that we have. So let's go out to the guest line right now and welcome in the coach, Mike Samford, former head coach at Western Kentucky, was the interim last year at Colorado. And coach joins us on the Zach Gelb Show. Mike, how you been?
Hey, been really good. I'm actually going out for pregame warmups here, Meade High School versus Durango. So I'm in the school. So if you hear any announcements in the background, I apologize.
Oh, wow. Right before you're getting ready to coach a high school football game. And the next thing before that, you're on with us. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect football type of night, right? Friday Night Lights is nothing better.
All righty. So when we get to the big games this weekend, I want to start you off with Florida State at Clemson. You have a Florida State team that is better than Clemson on paper. Clemson loses to Duke early in the year. This is a big statement for Florida State, but Clemson can kind of calm everybody down with the victory this weekend going up against a team with national championship aspirations. What do you look for here between Mike Norvell and Dabo Sweeney?
Well, you know, obviously I think Florida State's got to rebound with how they played. I don't think they played particularly well up in Boston against BC a week ago, and I think the storyline for this game is going to be Cade Klubnik. You know, how is he going to perform? I think he has the ability to be an elite quarterback and did show it at times down the stretch in last season. We just haven't seen that this year for whatever reason it might be. I think the environment at Death Valley is going to be incredible. And I think it's a little bit one of those games where Florida State's got a whole lot more to lose, per se, relative to their season. Clemson's got the weight of their, you know, their Tiger Nation in the background as well. But I think it's going to be a very, very close football game. And I think Cade Klubnik, my personal opinion, is he's going to have a bit of a breaking out performance.
When you look at Colorado, Oregon, we've all been so impressed with Colorado and what Coach Prime's been able to do in three games. And now you go up against Oregon, right? The Ducks are a top 10 program. We know they're well coached with Dan Lanning. Bo Nix back in Oregon and looking like a Heisman Trophy candidate early on in the season. What type of game do you expect here between the Buffaloes and the Ducks?
Well, I think it's going to be an incredible football game. The storylines surrounding it are absolutely second to none with the offseason comments made by Dan Lanning. And I think even recently he made one about that you don't win football games on YouTube channels. But I think the big thing for Oregon is if they smell blood in the waters, they got to put their foot on CU's collective throats, and they got to take the life out of them. Because I'll say this, just having watched Shador several times in person and certainly on TV, Shador Sanders is the type of player that you don't want to give any life in the fourth quarter to. He's already proven it. What he did in that 98-yard drive at the very end against Colorado State was, I mean, I haven't seen very many quarterbacks at any level do that with such poise, such confidence, and make every throw. So, you know, Oregon, if they want to win this game, they better put them away. And they better put them away and stay aggressive throughout the third and fourth quarter.
With how much you've watched Shador Sanders, I know, right, Coach Prime basically said he's going to come back next year, but I kind of will believe that when I see it. I don't know which way to lean on that. But projecting him as a prospect in the NFL potentially as soon as next year, what do you think a team is getting if they draft Shador Sanders?
Well, I think they're getting just absolute champion blood in his DNA. I mean, it's like literally coursing through his veins, and you see it when he plays. You know, I think when Coach Prime was talking about he was going to bring Louis, I mean, I think, you know, that's even whatever designer brand is better than Louis, he was talking about Shador. I mean, this guy truly is, he has that grit, he has that tenacity, and you want him with the ball in his hands when the game's on the line. And so I think a franchise in the NFL immediately gets somebody that they know can go win a game. And that's really what NFL games come down to, is the last possession. They're usually 1-2-score games, and Shador's proven that I think he can win those types of games and not flinch.
Coach Mike Sanford here with us, former coach at Western Kentucky, was the interim last season at Colorado. Utah is expected to get Cam Rising back going up against UCLA. The Utes, Kyle Whittingham, we know how great of a coach he is. I still think he's underrated when the Pac-12 the last two seasons, but they've maintained being undefeated this year, 3-0, going up against Florida, going up against Baylor without their quarterback. So now appearing like they're getting their quarterback to return, you think, okay, right, Utah's going to win the game even though they're going up against a tough UCLA team. As a coach, how do you kind of try to calm down those emotions a little bit earlier from the Utah side of it when they're naturally just going to be so jacked up getting their leader back to the lineup?
Well, Cam Rising, it feels like he's been playing there since just right after Alex Smith got done. I mean, he's been the starting quarterback forever. So, I mean, I think it's just going to be business as usual for Utah. And they've been a program that's really been, you know, just outside of the elements of media coverage. And they just keep going to work. And they just keep winning football games. And they do it with incredible line play, offensive and defensively. And I think Cam Rising is the missing ingredient to make them just a really consistent, efficient, and even dynamic offense. And I think he is one of the best leaders in all of college football. I saw that firsthand a year ago when CU played against Utah. Cam Rising is a special player, and it's more because of his intangibles and what he means to that program.
Oregon State and Washington State, what's the key here? I expect a ton of points coming up on Saturday evening.
You know, I think both of them play really good defense. I really do. I've been really impressed with Oregon State's defense. You know, it's been fun to watch DJ Uiagalelei. That's a tough one against all of us. But watching his development and him finding joy in playing football again after his stint at Clemson. But I really like, you know, Jake Dickert's defensive scheme. They've held, I mean, what they did at Colorado State in the opening game of the season was absolute domination. You know, so I think that game's going to be really close. And at the end of it, one thing we do know, Zach, is that somebody's going to hold up the Pac-2 championship trophy. And that's going to be something to watch.
One of my coworkers, Andrew Perloff, calls it the Tupac, is the way that they should be going about that one. So that's a good line out of you as well. Coach Mike Sanford here with us for a few more moments. Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio, previewing the monster slate of games this weekend in college football. Ole Miss at Alabama. You look at the Crimson Tide going back to Jalen Milroe. Everyone's wondering what type of offensive performance Alabama will have with their backs up against the wall this weekend.
It's a big game for both coordinators. You know, the storyline of Lane Kiffin calling out is Kevin Steele calling the defense as it moved on to Travis Robinson. And then obviously Tommy Reese leaving Notre Dame and really leaving a pretty good situation and going to work for the most successful and also the most demanding head coach in the history probably of college football. You know, their offense has to perform. And that's, I think everybody feels that nationally. I can't even imagine what it's like being the coordinator in that situation. You know, so I think it's going to be a game where, you know, Alabama's got to get back on track. They've got to show what they're capable of being this year, because I think everybody's ready to throw them in the pile of just, you know, this is Alabama has moved on. It's not, college football is in a different state and Alabama is not ready to join it. So it's a big game for Alabama, to say the least. And, you know, Ole Miss is going to be ready, and Lane Kiffin's going to have a bunch of tricks up his sleeve, as he always does against his former boss, and it's going to be a really good football game.
I know you were at Notre Dame for a little bit, and you had a heck of an offensive line, if I may say so myself, when you were there. Ohio State at Notre Dame, we've seen the last 2 years the way to beat Ohio State is the Michigan formula: beat the snot out of them in the trenches and run the football. We know Notre Dame is capable of doing that. What will ultimately, though, determine in your mind between the Buckeyes and the Fighting Irish and what's supposed to be a heavyweight fight coming up Saturday evening?
It's going to come down to the turnover battle, in my opinion, because Notre Dame is going to play that style of football. The beauty of Notre Dame, though, is that they can do that. And if they do get into third and long situations, they have one of the more experienced and right now one of the most confident quarterbacks in all of college football. So Sam Hartman's the real deal. I've loved what I've seen out of him so far. You know, I think this is going to be a dominating performance, and I think we're all going to be talking about Notre Dame's offensive line if they can hold on to the football and not turn the ball over and give Ohio State opportunities.
I know you love the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, but if I had to put you in that Ohio State offensive room and you were coaching up Kyle McCord in this big start up against Notre Dame at Touchdown Jesus. Just what are you advising him to do this weekend?
It's pretty simple. You know, it's MHJ. Find Marvin Harrison Jr. Extend plays, use your athleticism, and pull a Shedeur Sanders and run around and find double eights. I mean, I think it's really important, obviously, for Ohio State to get back on track.
Do you think he has what it takes? Because last week, you know, he had a great performance, but it seems like people were pumping him up too much, which makes me a little bit concerned with the opponent that they were going up against of, you know, maybe people are doing a little premature celebration there.
I totally agree with you, Zach. I haven't seen it yet to know for sure that he's ready to perform in a major environment against a very good defense, a sound defense. So we're going to see one way or the other if Kyle McCord truly is the answer for Buckeye Nation. And I think it's going to be really important that he gets confidence early in this game and they give him completions. Ryan Day is one of the best game planners, in my opinion, in all of college football. Plays to the strengths of his roster, but particularly the quarterback position. I think he's going to do a good job of getting Kyle some confidence early in that game.
All righty, last thing I'll ask you, Coach Mike Sanford, who's here with us, former Western Kentucky coach, also was the interim for Colorado last year. Iowa at Penn State. You look at the Nittany Lions, I think they'll win this game. The question is just by how much. But Penn State overall as a team, a lot of buzz heading into this season. Do you think they could beat a Michigan? Do you think they could beat Ohio State who they play later on in the year?
They're one of my favorite teams right now through 3 weeks of football. I really like their completeness as a football team. I love Drew Aller and what he's been able to do. I don't think he's even really needed to have the type of signature performance that I think he's going to have against what is always, I think, the stingiest defense in Iowa in college football. It's going to be an electric atmosphere in Happy Valley, and I think it's going to be a Drew Aller introducing himself to the entire nation type of a game. But I think it's going to be closer than most think, just because of that Iowa, you know, defense and then how they play the ground and pound and control the clock. So I expect a fairly low scoring game, but I think Penn State's going to ultimately win it because of quarterback play.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Love when you join us. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Zach.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh, yeah. It's made with titanium, and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
The venue set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.